This is Ask Dr. E, where Dr. Michael Easley answers your biblical or theological questions in 10 minutes or less. Today's question is from Lila. Good morning, she says. I'm curious about the above verses. She referenced Exodus 7, 10 through 11, and really this whole part of the Exodus story where Pharaoh's magicians were repeatedly able to duplicate the miracles Moses and Aaron performed. How are they able to do this, and does this mean that there's more to the idea of magic than we think?
Excellent question. Excellent question. Yeah. Let me read a couple of these verses. Let me start actually in chapter 7, verse 8, and read till 13. And now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. By the way, there's a big debate. Did Aaron always speak to Pharaoh? And Moses was like standing beside him. Because remember, he doesn't want to talk.
Yeah, God said, fine, I'll give you Aaron. He'll be your mouthpiece. Anyway,
when Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, work a miracle. Mm-hmm. Then you shall say to Aaron, take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh that it may become a serpent. So Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh, and thus they did as the Lord commanded. And Aaron threw down his staff before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh called the wise men and the sorcerers and the magicians of Egypt and did the same with their secret arts. Mm-hmm. Each one of them threw down his staff and turned into serpents, but Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. The important point, verse 13, yet Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to the Lord as he had said. So let's go back to the beginning. Why these signs and why this activity? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I should just answer the question straight out to say it's probably satanic.
Okay.
It could be sleight of hand, mm-hmm. like we talk about mm-hmm. magic today being sleight of hand. Yeah. I have a friend, Kevin King, who is a masterful physician, mm-hmm. a magician. And I've watched him, and I grab his arms, you know, and people give me grief. I just want to see what he's doing, and he won't give me any indication. But he can make quarters disappear. Uh-huh. I mean, but it's sleight of hand. It's diversion tactics. Mm-hmm. So they could have done that.
Yeah.
No question. Now, when a stick turns into a snake,
it may not
be sleight of hand. So I'm going to lean towards satanic. Now, that may sound simpleton or whatever, but there's a bigger reason going on here as to whether or not these magicians performed magical satanic tricks. Mm-hmm. Because if you remember at the beginning, Moses doesn't want to go to Pharaoh. He's afraid. Mm-hmm. Send somebody else. I can't speak. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, who do I tell him sent me? Mm-hmm. And this becomes the theological construct. The big picture is Pharaoh God or is Yahweh Elohim God?
Right.
Now, the plagues, and we could go way down a longer than 10-minute question on this, but the plagues are all, we call them polemics. They're against the gods of Egypt. Uh-huh. So the frogs, the locusts, the sun, the blood in the water, mm-hmm. all these things are a mockery
of the Egyptian gods.
Right. Yeah. So there's the river was the blood that fed the land. Yeah. The Ra was the big, probably in their hierarchy, one of the major, if not the major gods.
Right.
So the darkness plague says, I'm over your sun god.
Yeah.
So the fact that Pharaoh doesn't say, okay, maybe there is mm-hmm. a god, mm-hmm. a true god, mm-hmm. and that's why his heart's hardened. Yeah. So when you look at the whole, what's going on with these plagues, what's going on with these miracles, signs and wonders, God is showing Pharaoh, I'm God, you're not.
Yep.
The culmination of this mm-hmm. was the death of the firstborn. Right. Why is this so important? Pharaoh thought he was God.
Yep.
His firstborn son's God.
Yep.
What did Pharaoh do with the Hebrew babies? He kills the boys.
Yeah.
And so the big polemic is, you try to kill my son, Israel, my son, mm-hmm. I'll kill your son. Mm-hmm. I'll give you opportunity to see who's really God. Mm-hmm. But because your heart is hard, you won't believe me, and the final straw will be, I'll kill your son. I'll kill all the firstborn you think are gods. I'll kill them all if you don't repent and come to me. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the bigger picture is God's son is going to come, mm-hmm. and we're going to kill God's son.
Yeah.
But God the Father, obviously, and the Holy Spirit and the Trinitarian Godhead raises his son.
Yeah.
But so that it's a big topic, but—
Wait, time out. Why was Pharaoh, I forget, what was his purpose in killing the sons of the time of Moses?
They're outnumbering.
Okay, there, so yeah, this was just a population.
The slaves are outnumbering them. Okay. And that's the whole Moses. In fact, chapter one of Exodus really is an outline of the whole story. Because he's dropped in the water and he lift the word Moses is to lift out of the water. Yeah. He's going to lift Israel out of slavery. I mean, there's so much going on. It's a wonderful book. Yeah. We, you know, and the other thing that I learned in seminary, only one chapter is the Exodus.
Wow. Yeah.
Chapter 15. Everything else leads up to and is after. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, but we think about getting, you know, only one chapter is the Exodus and it's how they lived afterwards. But
okay. So Lila. So you're saying probably satanic honestly.
Satanic. You know, some are going to say, you know, sleight of hand, magician, sorcery type thing. But fundamentally, if anything happens that's a sign and wonder that's not of God, it's satanic.
It has to be satanic. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, if you've got a question for Dr. E, call us, text us, email us. The info is in your show notes. Ask Dr. E is produced by me, Hannah Seymour, mixed and mastered by Sana Morphic, and music composed by Jason Germain.